I am all yours, oh Lord. All yours, oh Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other God. I am all yours, oh Lord. All yours, oh Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other God. I am all yours, oh Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other God. And you never believe me. And I believe you.
Thank you. makomenia kamana ema na bidi kunya zidika ema kunya makunya dunia potia ema di kunya ema kusia kandaliata ema di dano ema di dano loko ema di ale ale ya ya bile bile kusa bile bile kusa ya ka you I am all yours, oh Lord. All yours, oh Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other.
Bible says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. He occupies all of me. He occupies all of you. Rakos, I'm all yours, Jesus. I'm all yours, Jesus. Yenakome bilia kobeya. Yenaditi bili kunyana. Ebe kunya. Ebe libopo. Ebe kine kunya. Ebe li kanya. Ebe ali bilia. Onya bele polo. You are not sharing me. You are not sharing me, oh God, with any other God. Oh, you are not sharing me with any other God. I am all yours, oh Lord. All yours, oh Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with riches and fame. You are not sharing me with the spirit of hunger. You are not sharing me with the spirit of perversion. You are not sharing me with immorality. You are not sharing me with sin and flesh. Ona kome li beko kama ni. Ena mano kome beko si te kama. Ena me li be na me ni. Onya kobe liberi kose, yenya kama no liberi yako. Oni vele sinya ono, inya kobe kose kano. Ona vele sika. Take your place, oh Lord. Take your place, oh Lord. You are not sharing this temple with any other God. You are not sharing this temple with any other God. Take your place, O Lord. Take your place in my heart. You are not sharing this temple with any other God. You're not sharing me with any other God. God cannot be in you, and there is a sickness prevailing in your body. God cannot share that temple with diabetes. He cannot share that temple with high blood pressure. He cannot share that temple with cancer. God cannot share that body with blindness. He cannot share that body with deafness. He cannot share that body with a spirit of perversion, spirit of anger.
Open your mouth, pray in the Holy Ghost. la canyanka papa bakolia ella katomos kabedera ropo popo konderka kapolia esha kabana kade rakaka kakos kabedera ella kakonda papo ella kaja era papa kosa bella kadeka esha kapanda bella kaja roka todo koko koko kabe esha kakaka kaya lika papa era kokonda kadeka esha kakabonde kapolia ella kakambele kadwa
Holy Spirit of the Living God, Oracles,
you are now sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with the gods of my fathers. You are not sharing me with disappointment and failure. You are not sharing with a life of misery. You are not sharing me with infirmities.
Jesus cannot be in you and infirmities. He's succeeding. He's prevailing in your body. As you declare right now that He is all yours, as you invite Him into your life. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was with Him from the beginning. All things were made by this Word, and without Him was nothing made, not anything made that was made. In Him is the life, and this life is the light of men. The Bible says, and this light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. Jesus is the light. He's in you. Every darkness in your life, every darkness in your destiny, the arrival of light in you is the immediate disappearance of darkness.
When you have to be here, come. Yet I mean, Punyana, the Pusana, the Punyana, the Rose, the Nakara.
Light be, let light be in your life, and let black darkness give way.
He come on a Kubana Kayana, the Rose, the Likanyakana. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Jesus is your light. He's here.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other. I am all yours, O Lord. All yours, O Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God.
I cannot have you and fail. I'm all yours. The Bible says, abide in me and I in you.
You are not sharing me with any other God. With any, I am all yours, O Lord. All yours, O Lord. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any.
I speak into your life right now. Wherever you are, I want you to reach out with your faith right now. The power of God is here. The presence of God is here right now. Whatever it is that is prevailing in your life, whatever darkness is prevailing in your life, I decree in the name of Jesus, by the light of Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that darkness give way right now. Darkness give way in that life. In the name of Jesus, let the life of God gain dominance in your body. Every sickness, every infirmity, every familiar spirit that is prevailing in your life right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that yoke be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. That yoke be broken right now. Jesus is not sharing you with any other God. You're not serving any other God. He is your God. Let pride give way. Some of you, it is pride that is robbing you of your opportunities. It is pride that is robbing you of your destiny. Let that pride give way. That spirit of pride, that spirit of anger, I come against you by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of sexual perversion, I come against you, that spirit of immorality. Lose your grip in that life. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is you are called, that sickness. I don't care what it is you are called. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, or whatever it is you are called. Bone disease. I come against you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive your sight. Receive your hearing right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, receive your hearing. The Bible says, let them that come, let them come believing that He is, and He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want you to release your faith right now. Release your faith. If only you can believe, receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And right now, if you know that you've not given your life to Christ, you know right now that if anything happens and you're no more in this realm, you're no more on this earth, that your place is not guaranteed in heaven, your place is not guaranteed with God. You know that maybe you've given your life to Christ before and now you've backslided and you're living a fallen life. I want you, this is the time. There is nothing. You cannot have Jesus in you and darkness prevails in your life. I promise you that. I have Jesus in me and there is no darkness that can operate around me. The most beautiful life you can ever have is a life with Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to go on your knees. If you cannot kneel down, I want you to put your left hand on your chest and lift your right hand. And repeat after me. Say, Father, I have come to you. I know that I've not been living right. I know I have erred. But here I am, Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Transform me. Renew me. Make me whole again. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Be my God. Be my Savior. Lead me and guide me. May your name be praised, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. If you pray that prayer, congratulations. Welcome to the family of goodness. Welcome to the family of prosperity. Welcome to the family of uprightness. No disease can prevail in your life again. If you pray that prayer, there is a number that will be displayed right now on the screen. I want you to call that number. We will be here to guide you, to lead you to living this triumphant life. And if at the course of this ministration you've received your miracle, because I know there is a witness in my heart, the Holy Spirit is with you, and I know that you're healed, also send your testimony to this number. It can be a video, it can be handwritten. Do you know why you have to testify?
because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood, by the words of our testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory. Please don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel. Subscribe and click notification button. We are going to be releasing more beautiful materials of worship that will lead you and help you to grow in the Spirit of God like this. More are going to be coming. So please subscribe and click the notification button so that whenever we upload one, you will be the first to know. God bless you. You are not sharing me with any other God. You are not sharing me with any other God.